Good morning. Okay, today's daf is sponsored. The whole week is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal. Zecher Nishmas Shalom Ben Haratzvi, whose yahrzeit is on Tetzvav Tishrei, and as well as Yaakov Avinu Ben Yitzchak Avinu, whose yahrzeit is also on Tetzvav Tishrei. Okay, so we are on Chaf Ben Aleph. I'm going to go back to the two dots on Yutes on the base because I should have just finished yesterday instead of running through. So the Gemara says, according to the Mishnah, said, or quoting the Rav Lezer Shimon, who said that if you can bring you can bring a Karban Todah with the Karban Todah, and you'll yotze your Shalmei Simcha. Again, because the Shalmei Simcha only has to be eating meat, not necessarily have to bring the Karban. Right? The Einu Yotze Mishum Chagiga, but you can't use the Karban Todah that you're bringing to be yotze the Chagiga. The Gemara says, Pshita, you're not going to be yotze the Chagiga. It's Davar Shebechol Bahu. That is an obligatory offering. Anything that's obligatory has to come from Chulin, can't come from something that's already Hektish. Because the Gemara says, Lo Tricha Dafagav Deparish. Now the case is where the person explicitly stated and said, I'm going to bring this Korban Todah on condition that I can also be yotze my Chagiga. The Gemara says, no, you still can't do that. Even though you're bringing it initially from something that's Chulin, still doesn't work. Similar question was asked from Shimon ben Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Someone says, "Hare elai toda." I'm going to bring my korban toda the eight sibayi de chagiga, and through that I will yotze my chiyuv to bring the korban chagiga. Or he says, "Hareini nazir." I'm going to become a nazir on condition v'agaleach, and when I shave and I have to bring my korbanos mimol sheni, and I'm going to be able to use the money, the hektish money, the mimol sheni, to use to buy my korbanos. Mahu, what's the din? So Yochan said back to Shimon ben Lakish, the neder is chal, but you can't bring the korbanos of the ma'aser sheni money. And nazir, he becomes sorry that the neder is chal to bring the korban toda, right? To bring the korban toda, but he's not yotze. He can't be used that to be yotze his chagiga. And he's a nazir. In the second case, he becomes a nazir. The nazir is chal, the ain galeach, but he cannot use that money, the ma'aser sheni money. Meaning the neder is chal, but the tanai is not. Right, as Tosfos points out, the dafka ka'amar hachi, if he does, it says it in this order. About imamar ipcha, if he says on the opposite, al menashe etzi mishum chagiga, hare le toda, if I say the only way I'm going to bring, on condition that I can use it as a chagiga, that's the reason why I'll bring the toda, then he's not. Because then he puts the rule in the second, he makes it conditional on something that's impossible, and therefore he's not going to be chav. Okay, that's what he says. So, hu gavra, you have a person, the Amr Luhu, who says to his Yorshim, he says to his last will and testament, Havu lei arba mozuz of the plony, give $400 to so-and-so, vilnisei barte, and he should marry my daughter, making it seem like it's conditional, given the $400, and conditioned on the fact that he marries my daughter. So Amr Rapapa, Papa says, no, arba mozuz shakil, the 400 he gave, barte ivoy nasi ivoy lo nasi, when it comes to the daughter, he's not obligated to. If he wants to marry her, he can marry her. If he doesn't want to marry, he doesn't have to marry, because he says that the Lunasi Barte is not a condition. It's just another matana. It's supposed to be a gift. Taima the Amar, the reason why that the Nesuim are not considered a tnai to the gift is because the Amar Havulei Vilunasi. Because first he says give, and then he said marry. About Amarle Lunasiv, but he says, Linasik, you should marry my daughter, Vahavuli, and then give him the 400, then it's conditional. So, Inasiv Shakil, if he marries a daughter, he gets the money, Milo Nasiv, Lo Shakil. Again, it's just a din in the Dharm, as Nachum always points out, what we say matters, how we say it matters, and it's the most talked about Sugi and all Shas, Nidarim, and stunt, things like that. Okay. Yosef Mereimar Rekamalei L'Shmaita. So Mereimar sat and said over this Shmua about Harelai Toda the Eitzibuch Chagiga Mishmei Dinavshe. He said it as his own Chiddush. So Abalei Ravina the Mereimar Ravina says to Mereimar Atun Hachi Mas Nisu Lei Anan Kedavoy Menei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Mas Nisu Lei. Just you saying this as it's your own Chiddush. We learned that it was a question and answer session between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. They didn't learn it out. They learned it from there. So I'm not sure if he's saying, oh, you just have a different Mesorah, or he's criticizing him and saying, don't say it in your own name. It should be said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. I'm not sure. Okay. Now we'll get back into Smicha. All right, so he said that, so when it comes to Smicha, which is resting hands, placing your hands on the animal before the carbon and pressing down, using all your might so the animal's totally supporting you, It's explained, it's mentioned explicitly in the Torah by two korbanos, by an ola and by a shlamim. Right? The pasuk says by the ola, and it's a third pasuk in Sefer Yikra, im ola korbano, if he brings a korban ola, v'samach yado arosh ha'ola, you place something to smicha on the ola. And by shlamim, it says in Perek Gimel, it says im zevach shlamim korbano, v'samach yado arosh korbano. So it talks about korbanos that are brought by Nadava, voluntary offerings, a voluntary ola, and a voluntary shlamim. The Torah is explicit that it requires smicha. The Torah doesn't say anything about whether or not it requires smicha on an obligatory ola, or an ola schova, or a shlamim that's obligatory. Right? The only says by Nadava, okay? So the Gemara now is trying to figure out what's the din by a korban chova. If an ola or a shlamim, whether it also requires smicha, and how do you learn it out from? Do we learn it out from the nedava? Gemara says, Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. So one of the chachamim who used to speak out the brisos said the following brisa before Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. Okay, in the eighth day, in the Mishkan, by the eighth day, by the meluim, the pasuk says, Vayakrev es haola. I was talking about the korban of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron offers off his ola, vayaseh kamishvat, and he does it according with the rules. He does it with the rules. So now this ola was a chova, because the pasuk said to Aaron, kachacha egel ben bakar lechatas va'ayel ola. So this is a korban, this is an ola's chova. So what's the story with the smicha here? There's no explicit pasuk that told us that an ola chova requires smicha. So kamishvat ola's nadava. The brisa says he should do it like the rules require by an olas nedava, which means leinei the olas chova. We need a pasuk here to teach us that an olas chova requires teuna smicha. That's how he's learning it out. V'yaseh kamishvat, pasuk teaching me that the olas chova requires smicha just like the olas nedava, which is explicit in the pasuk. So Amar Leh, so Rav Yitzchak says to this chacham who taught the brisas, he says the Amar Leh Mani. If someone asks you who's the author or whose opinion does this brisa represent, it's going to be Beis Shammai, and that's a big no-no. Why are you saying prices like Beis Shammai? Again, it's the worst thing ever to say anything in the name of Beis Shammai. So the Amar Leh Mani, he says, you're telling me that in order to learn that the smicha is required by an Ola Schova, you need a pasuk. That has to be Beis Shammai. Why? Beis Shammai, why? Dilo gamri shalmei chova mishalmei nadava. Beis Shammai does not learn the idea that you require, he does not learn that just like Shalmei Nedava requires smicha, so te Shalmei Chova requires smicha. Therefore, he's also not going to learn that from an Olas Nedava to an Olas Chova. Why? He doesn't have this binyanav. And how do we know that? Rashi says, one second, once we get past these couple lines, we'll be okay for today. He says, Beis Shammai. You see Beis Shammai, it's like halfway down in the Rashi. Beis Shammai, the Amar Masnisin. Right? Beis Shammai says in our Mishnah, may be in shlamim shel yontov. You can bring the shalmei chagiga on yontov, shehin chova. The ain somchin aleim, but you cannot do smicha. Beis Shammai said, "V'taimamai? Why? Mishum de vayikra, mishum de smicha de vayikra k'siv b'shalmei nedava. Right? Because smicha is written by the shalmei nedava, v'imzevach shlamim karbano. Because savrei lo gamrinu chova minedava. We don't learn chova from nedava. So therefore, you do not do korban. You don't have to do smicha." Well, what's the big deal about taking a lulav and esrog? It's not a problem.
No, that's a chart. It's a difference there.
No, it's a mitzvah.
No, I understand, but the reason they made it a con is because it would those do because you have to Moshe's arriving for.
So they made it a con because you're using the animal. It's also a problem.
But you're bringing the animal. They agreed that you're allowed to bring that.
Animal's in the base of Megdus already.
Okay, so the smicha, there's no melacha.
Well, it is. There is. It's a macha de rabbanan. There's a rabbanan problem of using the animal.
So the way to be a rabbanan, the neighbor will come to carry it.
Who said? That's not the smicha issue. The smicha issue is that you're the smicha issue is Rashi said yesterday. You're using the animal. You're not using the animal on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, Yom Tov. We give a lot of reasons. We'll see a few reasons. But one of the reasons that Rashi said, Rashi brought down the reason in the Mishnah, right? Rashi said, he says, ain't so kinaleyan. Ain't so kinaleyan. Shasmicha asura mishum shuas. Is the rabbanon to do smicha? Shabakol koko who somech v'havle mishtamish v'vali chayim utnan. It's a mishnah that we'll see later on. Ain roch magal behema. You're not allowed to use bali chayim on yontif.
His question is asked wrong, but the question is correct because there's no shmus in the
beginning. Okay, but we always say that, but it's not true.
I know it's not.
What?
No, the shmus is the avoidance.
No, it's not true. Tosfos points out all the time. It's not. It's not so true. It's not so true. And also and even if it is true, so who's the one who's doing smicha? The smicha, we say no shmos to the base of mikdash because the kohanim has reason. But who's doing the smicha? The owner. It's not the kohanim. So it doesn't even fit even into the rules of ain shmos be mikdash. Even if you say that it applies.
It's part of the. You just said it's part of the actual carbon.
I understand, but the rule doesn't fit the rules. It still doesn't fit the rules. And the ain shmos be mikdash, Tosfos points out all over the place. Everyone throws it out. It's ain shmos be mikdash, except. Right. So that's. Okay, so Rashi's going on and explaining again. Rashi's explaining again why the Shammai clearly doesn't hold that you can learn the Shalmei Chova from the Shalmei Nadava, because he's telling you can bring the Shalmei Chagiga, but you don't do smicha on Yontif, right? The E Beis Hillel, because if it's Beis Hillel, Kevin the Gamri Shalmei Chova Mishalmei Nadava, Beis Hillel is going to learn. He says you do smicha on the Shalmei Chova. Why has he learned that? He's learned it out from the Shalmei Nadava. That's why he says that there is smicha on the Shalmei Chova on Yontif. So therefore, if he's going to learn it out from the Shalmei Chova from the Shalmei Nedava, he'd also learn out from the Olas Chova from the Olas Nedava, and he won't need this pasuk of Kamishvat to teach me that rule that the Olas Chova required smicha. Right, Bali Chova Namilo to Baikra, the government Olas Ova, the government Olas Nedava. So therefore, this pasuk that says that this rice that you quoted that says by Yasem Mishvat teaches me that Olas Chova requires smicha must be according to Beis Shammai. And again, why are you teaching a brisa in accordance with the Shita of Beis Shammai? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Why are you saying that it's a direct line, right? We're saying that since Beis Shammai says, Shalmei Chova, you learn Shalmei Nadava. Shalmei Nadava, you learn to Olas Nadava. And Olas Nadava, and Shalmei Nadava, you learn to Shalmei Chova. Why? Mumai de Beis Hillel, Shalmei Chova, Mishalmei Nadava Gamri. Who says that Beis Hillel learns the reason that you have to do smicha on the Shalmei Chova is from a limud or binyanav basically from Shalmei Nadava? Dilma me olas chova gamrei. Maybe he learns Shalmei Chova from olas chova. Meaning I have the pasuk that teaches me olas nadava. I said vayasek mishpat teaches me the olas chova, and then from the olas chova I'll learn it to the Shalmei Chova. And therefore, I would need the pasuk mishpatam would be in accordance with the shita. This brisa would be in accordance with the shita of Beis Hillel. Dilma me olas chova gamrei, and olas chova gufei baikra, and olas chova requires that pasuk. And then this brisa is in accordance with the shita of Beis Hillel as well. So the Gemara says no. Why? Why would Beis Hillel have to go to learn Shalmei Chova from Olas Chova, which is learned from Olas Nadava, as opposed to just learning Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nadava. It seems to just go straight across. He says, "Maishna Mishalmei Nadava Lo Gamire." Why would you not learn it from Shalmei? Why would you say he doesn't learn Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nadava? Why? Shekein Mitsuyin, because there's a difference. Shalmei Chova are few and far between. Shalmei Nadava are a lot. Right, he says. Right, Shalmei Nadava. Most Shalmei are brought as a davar, so there's a lot of them. Shalmei Chova, there are very few of them. Shalmei Chagiga, that's it. So maybe you're talking. That's the reason why you can't learn Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nadava. But that's the case. May Olas Chova Nami. Well, there's a chumra by Olas Chova as well. It's very different. How can you learn from Olas Chova to Shalmei Chova? Dilo Gamri Shekein Kolil. Because an Olas Chova is a very different carbon that's completely burnt on the Mizbeach. There's no part that's eaten by the Kohan or by the owners, as opposed to the Shlamim, which are not completely burnt on the Mizbeach. The meat is available for people to eat. So we're back to square one. Why would you say that he would learn Shalmei Chova from Olas Chova, which is learned from Olas Nadava? He should just learn Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nadava. And if he does that, then he doesn't need the Pasuk to teach. He doesn't need the Pasuk, because if he's learning Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nadava, he'll learn Olas Chova from Olas Nadava, and the Pasuk is only according to the Shita of Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, you're right, but Gemara says, he says, Asya mi bein naya. He learns it from both. He learns it basically a binyanav. In other words, it's a mematzino. Where you have a problem, I can't learn it straight from one. I can't learn Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nadava straight, because Shalmei Nadava are plentiful, and Shal Mechova are few and far between. I can't learn Shal Mechova from Olas Chova, because Olas Chova is completely burnt to Mizbeach, and Shal Mechova not. But if I take both of them together, then I can learn them out. Then I can learn it out. Then I can learn out Shalmei. Then I can learn out Shalmei Chova. Because and then the and I can learn out Shalmei Chova from the Binyan Av. And if I'm learning Shalmei Chova from the Binyan Av, again, Binyan Av means that I don't have. I can't learn out directly from one. I can't learn directly from other, because each of them have like a chumra that doesn't apply to what I'm trying to learn out from. But if I put the two together, you see it doesn't apply to one and doesn't apply to what. One thing doesn't apply to one thing doesn't apply to the other. There's a commonality between them, and I can learn it out. So then I'm learning it out from the Binyan Av. So now I'm learning out. He's saying I'm learning out that Shalmei Chova requires smicha from a Binyan Av between Olas Chova and Olas Nedava. But then I have to learn out. Where do I learn Olas Chova from? I learn Olas Chova from the pasuk of Kamishvatam, and then the Brisa is in accordance with the Shita of Beis Hillel as well. That seems to be the whole. And that's the whole sugya. It's the hardest part of the Gemara. We good or not good? We should do it again.
Just going back to the thing. So why?
Wait, let's figure out if anyone has any question on the Gemara first before we.
I'm still trying to figure out why it means the Brisa to be Beis Hillel. I understand.
Okay, so the Brisa to be Beis Hillel, I believe, because he can't learn it out. We're sticking with the fact that he cannot learn out Shalmei Chova directly from Shalmei Nedava, and he can't learn out Shalmei Chova directly from Olas Chova. So he has to learn out from both. But where does he learn Olas Chova from? Olas Chova is only learned from the Pasuk of Kemishpatam. And therefore, so Olas Nedava teaches to Olas Chova from the Pasuk of Kemishpatam. That's the Brisa.
Which is why they brought the...
Okay, so that's the Brisa. So we said, so now how does Beis Hillel get the Shalmei Nedava? He's getting the Shalmei Nedava where does he get the Shalmei Chova from? He's not getting the Shalmei Chova directly from the Shalmei Nedava. He's getting the Shalmei Chova from both the Shalmei Nedava and the Olas Chova. But where does he get Olas Chova from? Olas Chova is from Olas Nedava, which is the Pasuk. So that's why the Pasuk is needed. The Pasuk is needed to teach me from Olas Nedava to Olas Chova. And now from that I know that Olas Chova requires smicha. If I combine Olas Chova with Shalmei Nedava, I can learn out to Shalmei Chova. So therefore, if it's based on.
So it's all because we cannot use the animal, right?
According to those who say you don't have smicha not there yet. According to this right now, we're saying that Beis Hillel says there is no smicha whatsoever on these animals. Right. Not because of the Rabbanan.
But yet you could hang a cow from ropes and use it as a wall for a sukkah.
Okay, I don't know what that has to do with it. I don't know what the comparison is. But you can't... But you can't move the elephant when you do that. That was a problem with the sukkah also.
You hang it from ropes.
But not on sukkahs.
Not on sukkahs?
No. Not on sukkahs. I don't think so. But right, according to this, according to this, though, it seems to be that Beis Hillel is saying that Shalmei Chova do not require smicha whatsoever. The Gemara says, we've learned this whole sukkah, the Gemara says, really? Is it really true that Beis Shammai says that the Shalmei Chova do not require smicha? Vatanya, we learned in a brisa that the machlokes in Beis Shammai's Hillel and our Mishnah by smicha, Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo nechlo Beis Shammai's Hillel on smicha atzma, they're not arguing about whether or not you require smicha or not require smicha on the Shalmei Chova. Ella, ama nechlo, what's their machlokes? Their machlokes is whether or not you require the smicha to be done immediately prior to the shechita. So let's just say it outside first. You have to do smicha. There's no question. You have to do smicha. So the only machlokes is whether or not I could do the smicha earlier. Beis Shammai says I don't have to have the smicha immediately preceding the shechita. So do it erev yontif. Do the smicha erev yontif. You were somech, and then you'll do the shechita on yontif. Beis Hillel says no. Tekef the smicha shechita. It has to be done immediately. So it has to be done immediately. And no shvus, and whatever you're saying, no shvus in the Beis Hamikdash, whatever it is a requirement midaraisa to do the smicha right away. You have to do it on yontif. So it's not like Beis Shammai says, oh, you don't have to do smicha. You do have to do smicha. You just can do it earlier. Right? So Gemara says, Vasabri Beis Shammai, Shammai Chova lo bo smicha, Vatanya, we have a brisa. Amr Rabbi Yosei, lo nechlu Beis Shammai Hillel, smicha atzma. They don't argue about smicha itself, by Shammai Chova. Shetzarich, You don't need to do it right away. So you do it through smicha, just a question of the timing. So the Gemara says, who the Amar? So the Gemara says, you know what? It's a machlokas tanayim as to what the machlokas between Beisham and Beis Hillel is. So this price that we just said right now says clear that the machlokas is regarding whether or not smicha has to immediately precede shchita. But who, meaning the, I guess the other brisa, or the Tana Tamei Kameda Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, the other brisa says, who the Amar Kahai Tana? He holds like the following brisa, which says, the Tanya, the brisa that says, Amar Rav Yosef Yehuda, lo nechlu beisham mayu beisrael, tekef l'smicha shrita shetzarech. Everyone agrees that you have to have the smicha immediately preceding the shrita. Amar nechlu, what's the machlokas? Asmicha atzma, whether or not you require smicha on Shalmei Chova. So Beishamei Omrim Einot Tzarech. Beishamei says, you do not need to do it, right? Einot Tzarech, meaning you don't have, there's no obligation to do smicha, therefore there's no obligation, don't do it on Yantiv. Beisil Omrim Tzarech, you do have to do smicha on them, and therefore there is an obligation to do it on Yantiv. So now we have the question that is there, that Rashi told us the whole reason why you don't do smicha on the Shalmei Chova is because it's Takana de Rabbanan. The Gemara doesn't mention that at all as the reasons. The Gemara mentions either the reason why, either the reason is because Beishamei says there's no mitzvah of smicha on the Shalmei Chova, right? Or the other reason is because you have to just do it earlier. It doesn't mention this idea of shus. So it happens to be in the Tosis points it out. Tosis points it out. The Lo Gamri Shalmei Chova, he says, look at the Tosis, the Lo Gamri. He says, Barashi perish b'masnisan time mishum shmus, shemishdameis b'balichayim. It's a different reason that we have in the Gemara, right? And even though it's not in our Gemara, Rashi still a good explanation. The Perik ain't Darshim, the Gemara in Chagiga, Mashma the Bahachi Poligri Rav Yochan. In the Gemara in Chagiga, they give what Rashi says is a third option, as to being what the machlokas between Rav Yochan and Reish Lakish is. So our Gemara does not mention at all the idea of the Shus. Rashi mentioned it in the Mishnah. Where did Rashi get it from? Got it from the Gemara in Chagiga. Maybe that's the Maskan of the Gemara Chagiga. I don't know. Still doesn't answer why Rashi chose that here to explain the Mishnah. Rashi is explaining the Mishnah not according to the Gemara. That's the question.
Because otherwise, why would be the reason that Beishama wouldn't let? It has to be Shus.
No, Beishama doesn't let because either there's no obligation to do it, so don't do it. You don't have to do it. There's no Chiyuv Smicha. Right, on the, or he says, don't do it now because you can do an Erev Yontif.
But why would you need to do an Erev Yontif?
Correct.
It must be because it's Shus.
Correct.
No.
Yes.
No, he says you have to do it because you don't have to do tekef l'shchita shmita.
But you're allowed to do things on Yom Tov that are otherwise permitted. Like, if you want to have a cup of coffee, they would say have it before Yom Tov.
Ah, I hear you.
Yeah. Right? So you could...
You could fit that in. Tosfos doesn't learn that way, but you could. I think you can put that in. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. That's some great stories. Ma'aseh b'Hillel HaZaken. It happened with Hillel HaZaken. Shehevi olaso la'azara. So Hillel Zaken is bringing his olas re'iyah, his olas re'iyah, which is the ola, which Beis Shammai says you don't do smicha on it. So Ma'aseh b'Hillel Zaken shehevi olas olas la'azara lismoch aleihem b'yontif to do smicha with it. So chavru alav talmidei Shammai Zaken. All the talmidim of Shammai now gather around and make this whole scene in front of Hillel because Shammai, their rebbe, holds that you don't. Shammai said you don't even bring the olas re'iyon yantiv. You don't bring it on olas re'iyon yantiv. You bring it like on chol hamoed because there's no point for it being brought. There's no ochel nefesh. We said in the olas re'iyah. It only goes on the mizbeach. It's not eaten by you. So he said they want to prevent Hillel from bringing this olas re'iyah on yantiv. So Amrulo, they said to him, what are you doing? What are you bringing here? So Hillel, according to Rashi, Hillel says a little bit of a lie here. So he says, Amr Lahem, the Kevahi. Don't worry, it's a female animal. Female animals are not born as an Ola. The Ola is only from a male animal. So he's like, okay. Well, the Zifre Shlamim Hevisiyah. And I'm bringing it for a Shlamim. I'm bringing it to bring as a Shlamim, which even according to you, I'm allowed to bring. And he said, Vikishke Shlam Biznava. And he starts to move the tail so they can see whether or not it's a male or a female. And they said, okay, we believe you. We believe you. V'halku lahem. And they left him alone. He kind of lied. Rashi says, last line, L'zifre shalom hebisiyah, meirov anvanususto shal Hillel. Because of the modesty of Hillel, haya mishanit b'nei shalom. He changed, he lied because of darkei shalom to prevent an incident. He sort of lied. But it's interesting, meirov anvanususto, I can't pronounce it, That language is also used in the Gemara in Gittin by Zachariah ben Avkulus. And because of his danav of Zachariah ben Avkulus, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Like that seems to be like a bad language. It's language where it's critical. It's critical language of Hillel. But that language used in the Gemara, right? They sent an animal to the Beis HaMikdash and they nicked it in the ear, which would be a mum for the Jews, but not a mum for the Goyim. Should we accept it? And the Roman general sent that animal. Should we accept it? Should we not accept it? And Zachariah says, oh, we can't accept it, because then they'll say you're allowed to bring a Baal Mum. They say, oh, maybe we should kill the person who sent it. Oh, you can't kill him, because then there will be people think if you bring a Baal Mum, you're going to Chayav Misa. Whole thing to do, they didn't accept the animal. Led to the Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It's the same language that Rashi uses here. I'm not sure, but it's a white lie. So but the Gemara says, as a result from that, but also Hayom that day, Gavra Yadam Shal Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai was going to win, and they were going to pass him like Beis Shammai. Ubitshu Likvo Halacha Kamosam. I guess because he didn't stand up, maybe because Hillel didn't stand up for what he believed in and what he thought was right, he said, oh, okay, so now we're going to make Halacha like Beis Shammai, but. And therefore, that would prevent people from bringing their olas re'iyah on yontif. They would have to bring the olas re'iyah post yontif. And we had one zakin there who's from Beit Shammai, who Bava ben Buta Shemo. It's Bava ben Buta. Bava ben Buta is the one who actually was surviving, one of the surviving Talmid Chachamim from King Herod, who killed all the Chachamim. Bava ben Buta survived, and he's the Gemara of Basra, and Herod blinded him, and then he got all upset, and Bava ben Buta said, oh, you want to do tshuva? Rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Bava ben Buta, Herod rededicated and rebuilt the entire Beis HaMikdash.
Does that on that day refer to the day when there was a majority of...
No, on that day that the stories happened.
Yeah, but was that day the day that where Beis Shammai overruled on a number of the
lot? No, because that's much later. That's Beis Shammai's Hill. This is actually Hill and Shammai.
It said Beis Shammai.
I understand, but the story happened talking about Maisa Mehillel Hazakim. The opening words, Maisa Mehillel Hazakim. But also Hayom, and that day that this Maisa happened. They had students even when they were alive. So that day, he knew, despite the fact that he was from Beis Shammai, he knew the halacha was in accordance with Beis Hillel, that the oldest Re'iyah should be brought on Yantip, so he's honest. B'shalach, he sends the heavy colts on Kedar Yerushalayim. He said, "Bring all the sheep from Yerushalayim, the best from the sheep." The hamidam bazara, and he brought them into the azara. Probably not the azara itself, because they're chulin, and you can't bring chulin into the azara. But he probably outside. But Amar, he says, "Call me sherotz yelismo yavo v'yismo." Anyone wants to do smicha, they should do smicha, right? So make sure that who says that you can do smicha on this animal? Beis Hillel. So he's saying we're passing like Beis Hillel. So what ended up happening, Gavar Yadam Shal Beis Hillel, the Kabul Halach Kamosan, the Lohaya Sham Adam She'ir Bat Kabadavar Klom. So that because Bava ben Buta stood up what was correct, no one argued. They made the Halacha like Beis Hillel the way it was supposed to be, and no one argued. So Bava ben Buta is the hero of the day.
It's a little astounding that some Talmidim of Beis Shammai could go straight to Hillel and talking himself. And I mean,
we're not talking about the Republicans.
Right, people have shilas all the time. There are yeshivas in Israel now where they beat up the Rosh Yeshiva. So it happens. they're warring factions and they throw punches at the other side. It's not a good thing, but it happens. It is an astounding story though. It's also an astounding story that Hillel sort of cowered at from them. Right, Shuv Maisa B'Tamid Acham B'Tamid Beis Hillel. This one story I don't understand so well. Another story happened where there was one Talmud from Beis Hillel, Shehevi Olasol Azara Lismochalea. So he brought his Olas Re'iyah into the Azara on Yontif to do Smicha, and thanks to be Makrabit. So Mitzvah Talmud Echam Talmud Beis Shammai. So one of the Talmidim of Beis Shammai saw what was going on. Va'amarlo and says to him, Mazel Smicha, why are you doing Smicha? You know how to do Smicha. Why isn't he just asking why are you bringing the carbon? If you're holding like Beis Shammai, not only do you not do Smicha, you don't bring this carbon on Yontif. Okay. So Amr Lo, so the Talmud from Beis Hillel responded, he said, Mazel Shtika, which is basically, why don't you just be quiet? Just be quiet. So Shitko ben Azifa, Bahalach Lo. So he caused them to be quiet, and then he left. I don't know what happens. He said, Mazel Smicha, he says, Mazel Shtika, end of the story. So and then Abaye learns out, Amr Abaye Hilkach, he learned from this, Haitzur ben Rabbanan, the Amr Lechaber Milsa, if you're, Talmud Chacham, and someone says to you, fighting words, Lola Hardley Milsa Tfein Maid Amr Lechaber, don't say back any more words that were said to you. Right? Three words. Right? He said, Maizel Shtika, he says, Maizel Smicha, replies, Maizel Shtika. Oh, if anyone fights with you, just respond to the same amount of words. Right? The Iu Amrale Maizel Smicha, become a Hardele Maizel Shtika. I don't know what the lesson is, I'm not sure. But
the lesson is prevent disputes from escalating.
Yeah. I find that it's irritating.
Yeah. I side with you. Okay. All right. Now, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, the machlokas in our Mishnah was whether you're allowed to bring the Olas Re'iyah on Yontif. Right? The Olas Re'iyah, are you allowed to bring that on Yontif? The Gemara is now going to bring a machlokas in a brisa that explains the word, you know, the svaras behind each. So Tanya, we have in a brisa. Amr Lahem Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Ben Shammai that we should learn from a Kal V'chomer that an Olas Re'iyah is brought on Yontif. Because on a day when it's even usher for hedjot, for us to do any malacha, meaning Shabbos, right? Nevertheless, mutar legavoa, you're allowed to bring karbanos, at least the tamidim and the musafim, you're allowed to bring them on Shabbos. So makom shemutar lehedjot, so on a day when it's mutar for the hedjot to do shlita and prepare animals for food, which would be yontif, ain't odin shemutar legavoa, then it should be mutar for the gavoas also. If on Shabbos, when we're not allowed to bring, we're not allowed to shecht, we're allowed to shecht for the mizbeach, so then a yontif, when we are allowed to shecht, of course we should be able to shecht for the mizbeach. So I think the whole argument is difficult because the Beis Shammai doesn't say you can't bring any karbanos. Yeah, he agrees that certain karbanos can be brought. But other karbanos, there's a reason not to bring, whatever that reason is. Okay, so that's Beis Hillel's Kal V'chomer. So Amar Lahem Beis Shammai says to him, well, wait a second. Nedarim v'nedavos, hochichu. Well, I'll prove to you a difference because of nedarim v'nedavos. Shemutar letzorech. Nedarim v'nedavos are mutar for hedjot. You're allowed to eat, sorry, nedarim v'nedavos are not allowed to be brought on, you wouldn't agree, they're not allowed to be brought on the mizbeach. Why? Why not? Why shouldn't they agree? Make the same Kal V'chomer. If it's mutar for hedjot to have food, why can't you bring the Dharma Davos on the Mizbeach? Meaning, I think it's the same thing I'm saying. There's some karbanas that are not brought. So you can't say, oh, every karban has to be brought because the Bnei Yisrael are eating on Yontif. Some karbanas, yes, some karbanas, yes. No. I say no to Olas Re'iyah. Even you say no to the Dharma Davos. So Amar Lahem Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says, no. The Dharma Davos is a specific reason why they're not brought on Yontif. She'ain kavul lehem zman. Because they don't have a set time. You don't bring it now. You can bring it any time you want, as long as within three, you know, not three Yom Tovim. But you don't have to bring it now. So Tomer ba'olus re'iyah shekavul azman. The olus re'iyah is supposed to be on Yontif. It has a zman. So Beis Hillel says, no, it doesn't have a zman. Amar Lahem, it's the same thing. Abzo ain't kavul azman. It doesn't have a set time. It's not, because we're going to the Mishnah Chagiga. Mishelo chag, whoever didn't bring the Shalmei Chagiga b'yontif rishon shel chag on the first Yontif, chogeg v'holi kol ha'rega kulo. You can bring it all sukkahs, even on Shemini Atzeres, which is a different yontif. You have all; it's not a set time. So Amar Lahem Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says no. Now it becomes a machlokas. What's considered a set time? Beis Hillel says, Shammai is saying a set time means you have a specific date. Beis Hillel is going to say a set time means you have a window of opportunity. That window of opportunity is considered a set time according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, you need a specific date. So Amar Lahem Beis Hillel, apzo kavul hazman. This window is also considered kavul hazman. The Tanan, avor rega vol chag. If the rega passes and you didn't bring the karbanos haregel, ein chay bechriyoso. You can't bring them anymore because the zman is gone. So he says it is a set time. So if it is a set time, so again, what's the machlokas? I think the machlokas is what's considered a set time. A specific date. According to Beis Hillel. No, he says the Shammai Chagiga you can bring, but not the Olos.
So you have to
bring on Chol Moed.
And if you miss, like, Hashanah Rabbi, you didn't do it, you can't bring on
Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, the Mishnah says you can.
Right? Oh, said,
that's Yontif. Yontif Achron Shachag, that's it. Until Shmini Atzeres.
A week after, right?
You have the week. You have the whole week.
Not a week after.
So you can't bring on Shmini Atzeres then.
What?
No, not Shmini Atzeres, but a week after Shmini Atzeres.
Only on Chol Moed or the week after.
Right.
Not on Shmini Atzeres, the Yontif.
Correct.
Same as I hear what your question is. Because he says Af Yontif Achron Shel Chag on Shmini Atzeres. So how you can't bring on the first day Yontif, you can bring on the second day Yontif? I hear it. Yeah, I hear it. I don't know. Okay. So Amar Lahem Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai as far as a different track tact. Beis Shammai says Amar Lahem Beis Shammai. Look, Bar Nemar. The pasuk says right by the Ochel Nefesh. It says Ach Asher Yochel L'Chol Nefesh Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem. The only thing heter on Yontif is Ochel Nefesh Lachem L'Gavoa. You can only bring Lachem. You only can do Lachem Melacha for you, not for Hektish. So therefore, you can't bring the Olas Re'iyah, because Olas Re'iyah are not Ochel Nefesh. It only goes on the Shalmei, the Chagiga is for you. the Ola is not for you because it only goes on the Mizbeach. So Amar Lehem Beis Hillel, wait a second, you're telling me that pasuk of Lachem, Halo Kfar Ne'amar, V'chagosem Oso Chag LaHashem. LaHashem, which means L'Shakol Dehi LaHashem. You can do everything for God, which means you can bring it to the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, okay, Beis Hillel, fine, but what do you do with Lachem? Im Kein, Ma Tamad Lomer Lachem. He said, no, Lachem doesn't mean not for Sorek Avloa. Lachem means V'lo L'Sorek Kutim, Lachem V'lo L'Klovim. I mean, for you, not for non-Jews, not for your animals, it seems to say. Maybe the machlok is with the ochel nefesh applies to your animals. So that's what he learned lachem for. It doesn't ask why. What does Beishamai do with lachem? Okay, so that's Abashol Omra B'lashon Acheres. Abashol learned this whole back and forth in with a different language. He said, Uma b'makom shekiras chas sesuma. In a time, again, the machlok is, why do you bring the olos riya? Beishamai says no, Beishamai says yes. He says, "Ma b'makom shekiras chas sesuma." What about on a time when your stove is closed, Shabbos, right? Kiras rabka psucha, the stove of your the oven of the Hashem is open. You bring korbanos on Shabbos to tmidim musafim. B'makom shekiras psucha. So on a day when your stove is open, your stove or oven is open, ain't odin shekiras rabka psucha. So of course, if you can cook, it's the same idea. He's using a different language, right? So he says, "V'chein b'din." And it's a kavah chomer. It shouldn't be that your table is full and your Rebbe's table is empty. Okay, but that's not true. Your Rebbe's table is not empty. You still bring the three things off him. It's just this one karbon that it says you don't bring. Okay, so the Gemara says, but my kamifli. So what's the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Abu Shaul? Both of them agree that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue about the din of Olus Re'iyah, whether you can bring the Olus Re'iyah. They just have a different language that they used. So they went. Sorry? Current time it's a novel. Yeah. So Savar, and some Musafim are, but the Tabin for sure is. Right? So Savar, the Machlokas is, Abashal holds Nidarm and Nidavas Kraven Binyantif. Right? Abashal doesn't have the continuation of the Shaka Vatarir saying, oh, what about Nidarm and Nidavas? Because he says Nidarm and Nidavas are Hukra Binyantif. So he's Savar, Nidarm and Nidavas Kraven Binyantif. Umar, the Tanakamar, Savar, ain't Kraven Binyantif. That's why the Tanakamar's version. It went through discussing the Dharma and the Davos, but Abishol's version, it doesn't discuss the Dharma and the Davos. Amar, okay, the Gemara is not going to, Amar Avuna, the Divrei Omer and the Dharma and the Davos ain't craving the Yantif. According to one who says that you may not bring the Dharma and the Davos on Yantif, lo tema de reisa mechsule v'rabbanan hu de gazerbu. Don't say that's only within the Rabbanan. Right, that really the rice you're allowed to bring them, but they made the gzeira that you shouldn't bring them on Yantif because gzeira shemayasha. Because they would be, we're concerned, lest one tarry or delay. Meaning you have to, I'm going to wait till Yontif and bring it. And something might happen, and you're not going to go on Yontif, and then you'll violate Baal Ta'acher. You're making a debt, and that there, I have three Yomim Tovim, again, Machlok is how you start, which three or five, but I have three Yomim Tovim to, or depending when, I have three Yomim Tovim to bring it, and I'll just wait till Sukkot, and I'll bring it all at the same time. So, no, you're not going to bring the Dharma to Davos, because I want to make sure that you come before Yontif, but something might happen at that Yontif, and you won't be able to bring it, and you'll be in trouble. He said, don't say that. The Rabbanan who degrades you who gzeir shemiyasha. Why? Ela filo midaraisa nami lochasu. Even midaraisa, you're not allowed to bring them, right? Darim the Davos, because the only thing you can bring on, on Yontif are obligations of the day, not the Darim and the Davos. So, of course, the Gemara proves it. The shtei halechem, which is a chiyuv to be brought on Shuas. There's two loaves of bread. Shnei halechem. The chovas hayom ninu. Those are obligatory for that day. Right? They're that day. The leka lemigzar. So there's no reason to make a gzeira shemiyasha. There's no reason to make a gzeira that maybe you'll delay. Because what are you going to delay? You have to bring it that day. Right? Dlo lemigzar shemiyasha. Einu docha lo se shabbos lo se yantif. It's still, since it's something that you could have done beforehand, you could cook the shtei, bake the shtei lechem beforehand, it's still something that's not docha shabbos and yantif. So you see that there's nothing to do with shemiyasha. If something is not supposed, if something can be done, brought earlier, you bring it earlier. So the two of the Dharma and the Davos, which can be brought earlier, need to be brought earlier. Not Midin Derabanan, but actually Midin Deraisa. What time is it? Okay, 3. Ivayalu, they asked in the Yeshiva, Ledebre Omer, right? The Dharam and the Davos ain't craving Yontif. I'm not going to finish this one off. We'll stop here. Okay.
This is tomorrow and in 2 days of Yontif.